today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Paul and a missionary team had gone throughout Asia preaching the gospel, starting churches. Now, Paul wasn't by himself. He often had a number of people with him, some that came with him, some that he picked up along the way, and they would go into these towns together to start these churches. Today, we're going to be looking at the church at Colossae. And we're not so much going to be studying about how the church was started here. In fact, there's some question about if Paul really started this church or if he just had a hand in it. I think that he did. But we're going to be looking at what Paul said to them. He said some very important things to them. So we're going to be in Colossians chapter 1. And I invite you to find a Bible and turn with us today as we consider His Word. Now, I want to remind you about our little prayer journals. We've been receiving a number of requests for these, and actually we're getting kind of low on them, so I'm not sure how much longer we're going to be able to do this. But if you just write to us, just simply let us know your address and where you're hearing this program, we would love to send you one of these little pocket prayer journals. This is just a small prayer notebook that'll fit in a shirt pocket. I carry one with me to church on Wednesday night. Now, write down the prayer requests from prayer meeting. It's a great little place to keep record of these prayer requests. In fact, I was looking at a book today. It's almost finished, and I can go back a year from now and see the things I was praying about then and the things that people were asking about prayer back then. So I want to get one of these to you. They're great little tools and great little helpers in your prayer life. Now, listen, I want to tell you this, that when you write to us, we're not going to send you any letters. We're not going to send you a bunch of emails. We're not going to be contacting you. This happened to me last year. I wrote to a radio ministry, and I'm still getting mail from them. Honestly, I can't afford to do that. And so simply we'll send you this prayer journal, and that's it. You're not going to get a lot of other emails or letters from us. Just what you request. So there's three ways you can get the prayer journals. First of all, you can email me directly and just give me an address and where you'd like for us to send the prayer journal. Email me at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. You can go to the website at considerhisword.org and contact us through the website. Most of the requests we get actually come through the mail, so you can write to us. The address is Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. One more time. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida. We look forward to hearing from you. Now let's get to the book of Colossians. We're not sure about who started the church here at Colossae. When we read in the first chapter, we can read down in verse 7, the Bible says, "As you also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ." Now, whether he was simply there or whether he had a part in starting this church, we just really don't know that much about him. Colossae is located in what today is southwestern Turkey, and I understand you can go to the city there, and there are places there that they say is the Church of Colossae. I could not vouch for that, but they say you can go back and see where this church was started and where this church was located. It was located near two other cities, Laodicea and Hierapolis. And out of those cities, Paul and his missionary team would come to Colossae and start this church. Colossians is like Ephesians in some way. It's a very encouraging book. It's like Galatians in some way. There are some problems that were here that Paul wanted to talk to them about and encourage them about. We're going to touch on some of these. There were two issues that were going on. One of them was false teachers, particularly denying the deity of Christ. We look in chapter 1 and verse 12, he says, "Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us to the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell." Now, Paul wrote this to this little church to remind them of the deity of Christ, that in him, verse 19 said, it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. That would be all the fullness of the Godhead. And he goes and makes a case for this, that Christ was part of the creation. He was the image of the firstborn of every creature. By him, all things were created in heaven and earth. All things were created by him. And he goes on and says how that he is before all things, and by him all things consist. There's two things here that I think are important. First of all, that Jesus was part of the creation. Read John chapter 1 and verses 1 through 12. He speaks of in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and he says that the Word was God. And John establishes that the Word became flesh, that this is Jesus who had part in the creation. The second thing that he mentions here, he says, by him all things consist. That means it all holds together. So I believe that God is not only the creator of all things, but he is the sustainer of all things. He keeps it going. He keeps the planets in their positions. He keeps the earth rotating. He keeps all of these going. And by the way, that comes right down to you. He keeps you going too. I believe every breath, every heartbeat is a gift from God, and we ought to be thankful for them. And so he's writing to them. These false teachers had come saying, you know, it's good to keep the law, but and Jesus was a great man, but he was not God. He was not the Son of God. And so you don't have to give him so much importance. And Paul said, he must have the preeminence, that he is the head of the church, the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Jesus ought to have first place. He ought to have first place in your life. He ought to have first place in your church. He ought to have first place in everything that you do. If you put Jesus first in everything, I guarantee it'll change your life. There was another issue going on that Paul picked up on that he wanted to talk to him about, and it's over in chapter 2, and I want to touch on that just a little bit. So there were two issues: false teachers denying the body of Christ, but then there were also a group of people coming around that today we call legalizers. Now, these were people that were basically saying, in fact, many of them, I believe, were priests or had been part of the priesthood, and they would come and they would asked to preach, and they would get up and say, you know, Christ is great, and you ought to believe in Christ, and you know in Christ, but you need a little bit more. You need to go back and keep the festivals, and you need to go back and keep the feasts, and you need to go back and keep the law. They did not believe that Jesus fulfilled the law when he died on the cross, but that you must still obey all of those things. Now, sometimes we call them Judaizers, because they were trying to get people to revert back to their old Jewish ways and their old Jewish religion. And Jesus had set them free, and he sets you free from all of those things. Look at chapter 2. I'm going to begin reading at verse 16. We'll read down through verse 19. He said, "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of a holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you." The word beguile here means deceive you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he had not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind, and not holding the head from which all the body by joints and bands, having nourishment ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Now, this was a warning about these false teachers. And he said, first of all, let no man deceive you. How do you keep from being deceived? I believe it's so important that you personally study the Word of God. That's why every individual ought to become a student of the Word of God, to know what God says. You know why churches get misled? It's because the people did not know what the Bible said. Somehow we got away from teaching the Bible. I believe that today much of our worship and much of our churches is all about what's in it for me and to make me feel good and to give me 10 steps to this or 5 steps for that, when we ought to be looking into the Word of God verse by verse, chapter by chapter, learning what God says. And he says, don't be beguiled. Don't let people come and fool you with false doctrine, with things that are not true, taking you back into legalism, taking you back into works, taking you away from the sufficiency of the Lord Jesus Christ and his work on Calvary's cross, his resurrection from the dead. I'll tell you, the devil is a great distractor, and he will use whatever he can to distract you away from the things that are important. It's so important that you be in the Word of God and that you study the Word of God and that you know the Word of God. It's part of the reason for this program, that you would consider his Word. Thanks for listening today. God bless you.
His Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His Word will give you hope so you can face another day. His Word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His Word will give you joy. His Word will grow your faith. Consider his Word. Consider his Word. Consider his Word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his Word.
Consider his Word.